Hi everyone, welcome back to day 3 of our article about May Day. I'm Pat.
Hello, it's Carrie.
Today we're going to be talking a bit about fame, okay, since May Day is very famous. So, Carrie, what are some good things about being famous?
Well, I think being famous means you're always surrounded by people and concerned by them, which means you can probably get some privileges. But there are some bad things about being famous, right?
Yeah, if you're famous, people always want to know about your life. If you want to go to the 7-Eleven to buy some instant noodles, haomian, then people will take photos of you. You don't get any private time for yourself.
Wow, that's really bad, isn't it? That's how all the paparazzi comes from.
Yeah, sometimes being famous changes people, and they aren't as nice as they were before they became famous, okay? Today we're going to look at May Day's life since, so after they became famous, and see if it has changed them.
所以有的时候我们看到有些名人啊，成名之后不再像以前那样，今天我们就要看看五月天是不是也不忘初衷呢？
Okay, let's start the lesson.
一起来看看咯。
Viva May Day!
May Day successfully sold over 1 million albums in the past, but they keep aiming high. They perform concerts across Asia, in America, and even on top of Taipei 101.These days, tickets to their shows often sell out in just a few hours. So, if you want to catch them in concert, be sure to plan ahead. The band members are rock superstars now, but they are humble and always try to improve their music. While other stars fade over time, May Day continues to shine bright. Their hard work and passionis a true inspiration. Viva May Day!
Word power!
Album. Album. Sarah bought Taylor Swift's newest album at the store.Sarah bought Taylor Swift's newest album at the store. Ahead. Ahead. My teacher always tells us to plan ahead for the future. My teacher always tells us to plan ahead for the future. Humble. Humble.Roger is very successful, but also humble and kind to others. Roger is very successful, but also humble and kind to others. Shine, 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 shone, shone. Stan is a genius and really shines in class.Stan is a genius and really shines in class.
Now, we've already said that May Day is very popular, and this article begins by giving us some information to show just how popular the band is. It says, May Day successfully sold over 1 million albums in the past, but they keep aiming high.
所以成名后的五月天成功卖出了上百万张的唱片，但是他们没有停下脚步 ，They keep aiming high， 就是持续向更好的去前进。
So an album, A-L-B-U-M, album, is a collection of pieces of music, songs, released as a single item, usually on a CD or on the internet. And that means May Day has sold more than 1 million CDs,Probably a lot more.
Okay, album 指的就是唱片专辑啦。
For example, Sarah bought Taylor Swift's newest album at the store. Sarah bought Taylor Swift's newest album at the store.
Okay, bought 就是 buy, 买的过去式。 它跟分子也是一样的哦，它的变化型很类似我们上一课提到的 seek, sort, sort, 这边是 buy, bought, bought。那 new 加上 est 就是最高级的意思，也就是说 Sarah 她在店里买了 Taylor Swift 最新的专辑。
We also saw the phrase aim high. Now if you aim high, you try to do something really special. It's similar to the phrase we saw in the first day of this article, reach for the stars. The stars are high, so if you reach for the stars, you really are aiming high.
OK,aim 这个字它有一个目标的概念。那 high 就是在高处，所以 aim high 就是胸怀大志啊，力争上游啊，向更好挑战的意思。
So let's get back to the article. They, Mayday, performed concerts across Asia, in America, and even on top of Taipei 101. Wow, that's really awesome.So a concert, C-O-N-C-E-R-T, concert is a musical performance given in public, usually by several performers or of several compositions, several different songs.
OK, 所以红了之后五月天在美国啊亚洲甚至是101上面都有他们的演唱会耶。年轻人最夯最爱的演唱会英文是什么就是 concert.、
Mm-hmm. They still play lots of shows in Taiwan, of course.But, as the article tells us, these days, tickets to their shows often sell out in just a few hours. So, if something sells out, it means all the tickets for it are sold, and you just can't buy any more.
OK, 所以现在他们这么红要抢他们的票就不简单咯，常常是秒杀，几个小时就 sells out, 名字就是完全卖光了。
So the article now has some advice for people who would like to see May Day. So, if you want to catch them in concert, be sure to plan ahead. Ahead is spelled A-H-E-A-D, ahead. And it means earlier, but it can also mean in the future. So plan for something in the future, okay? So here we mean earlier.If you want to go and see a May Day show, you need to make plans to get the tickets a long time before they go on sale. Otherwise, you won't be able to buy tickets at all.
That's too bad. 所以这边我们看到 ahead 这个字，它是一个副词，代表是在之前或者是即将到来的未来的意思。所以你可以说 you better do something ahead, 代表你最好提早要做准备咯。你常常听到别人说啊 have a pleasant day ahead,代表就是说祝你有一个美好愉快的一天的用法。那这边呢是说想要买到五月天的门票你就一定要 plan ahead, 你要提早计划你买票的时间咯。
So here's another sentence with ahead. My teacher always tells us to plan ahead for the future. My teacher always tells us to plan ahead for the future.
Okay, plan ahead for the future 就是说你要提早为你的未来去做准备或者是去计划。
So earlier, we talked about fame changing people. Has this happened to Mayday? The article says, the band members are rock superstars now, but they are humble and always try to improve their music. So fame hasn't changed them at all. That's great.
OK, 所以成名后的五月天有没有改啊？所以这边是说，虽然五月天现在是摇滚界的超级巨星 superstars, 但他们还是一样的 humble, 一样的谦虚，全心的投入在他们的音乐上哦。
And humble, H-U-M-B-L-E, humble means not considering yourself or your ideas to be as important as other people's, okay? So humble people would never boast, you know, say, I'm the best, and they would never be too proud about themselves. They would always say that other people's work, other people's ideas are better, okay?
OK, 所以 humble 这个字就是谦虚的意思形容词它的相反词就是 proud 或者是 arrogant 那种骄傲自大的意思。
So for humble, we could say, Roger is very successful, but also humble and kind to others. Roger is very successful, but also humble and kind to others.
这句话是说 Roger 他不仅事业成功 successful, 他还很谦虚 humble, 然后友善地对待别人。
Now, lots of people become famous, but it's not so easy to stay famous for a long time. people's tastes change. So what people like one day, they might not like the next. Okay? Luckily, May Day doesn't have this problem. The article says, while other stars fade over time, May Day continues to shine bright.
好啦，但是流行总是会退的，要如何 stay famous?持续红下去呢？那五月天好像没有这个问题耶。这边说明星都有起有落咯，但是五月天却是 continue 持续 shine 闪亮的那一颗星。那 while 的用法就让我们一起来看英文快译通。
英文
快译通 ，Oh yeah!
While 和 when 傻傻分不清楚吗？而且 while 这个字的用法有好多种哦。今天就让 Eunice 来告诉你吧。While 这个字最常见的用法有三种。第一种就是当什么时候，用来强调两个动作同时进行哦。而且 while 后面所接的动词通常是持续性的动作，而这也是 while 和 when 最大的差别哦。when 后面可以接持续性或非持续性的动作。而且 while 只能接持续性的动作，所以它后面经常会接进行式，像是 While I was falling asleep, the teacher called on me. While I was falling asleep, the teacher called on me. 意思就是当我在打瞌睡的时候，老师点到了我。而打瞌睡是持续性的动作，所以我们应该要在后面接进行式。那这句话我们也可以倒过来说。The teacher called on me while I was falling asleep. The teacher called on me while I was falling asleep. 那 while 第二个意思就是虽然、尽管，用法和意思和 although 和 low 差不多。举例来说 ，While almost everyone owns a smartphone nowadays, I still use a regular cell phone. While almost everyone owns a smartphone nowadays, I still use a regular cell phone.意思就是虽然现在几乎人手一只智慧型手机，我还是在用一般的手机。那这句话我们也可以用 although 或 low 来表示。Although almost everyone owns a smartphone nowadays, I still use a regular cell phone. Although almost everyone owns a smartphone nowadays, I still use a regular cell phone. 另外大家要注意的是中文我们可以说虽然怎么样怎么样，但是怎么样怎么样。可是在英文里面我们可以不能这么说哦。要记得有虽然 while 就不能有但是 but， 有但是 but 就不能有虽然 while 的原则哦。那 while 第三种常见的意思就是然而但是，用来强调两件事的对比性，意思和用法和 but 大同小异。举个例子好了，像是 The weather in Taipei is usually humid, while it is rather dry in Kaohsiung. The weather in Taipei is usually humid, while it is rather dry in Kaohsiung. 意思就是台北的天气通常很潮湿，然而高雄的天气却很干燥。好，那现在大家知道 while 这个字怎么用了吗？如果还不是很清楚的话，就多练习几遍吧。So see you next time. Bye.
Now, if something shines, S-H-I-N-E-S, shines, it appears clearly as excellent. So everyone can see something that shines. So a star in the sky, or a flashlight in the dark, or a very good player on a basketball team. They all shine.
OK, 所以 shine 这个字它是动词，代表闪亮啊、闪耀的意思。你可以形容说星星 the star shines, 或者是形容某一个球队的球星它的表现啊很抢眼、很耀眼的。
Mm-hmm. We could also say, Stan is a genius and really shines in class. Stan is a genius and really shines in class.
这句话是说 Stan 他是 genius, 他是一个天才哦，总是在课堂中的表现很耀眼 shines.
Mm-hmm. The article goes on to say, their hard work and passion is a true inspiration. So passion, P-A-S-S-I-O-N, passion is an intense desire or enthusiasm for something. A person could have a passion for painting,or for teaching, well, or for anything, really. Mayday has a passion for making music and entertaining people.
所以五月天他对音乐的执着、努力还有 passion 就是最好的典范。passion 这边指的是热情，它是一个名词，代表说你对某个人、某件事情有一个很大的热忱或者是爱好。你可以说 I have a passion for music， 代表你很热爱音乐的意思。
And the final sentence comes from a song and an album of Mayday's. It says, Viva Mayday. Okay, so Viva Love is Mayday's second album and also one of the songs on it.
最后一句 Viva Mayday 就是五月天万岁咯，灵感来自五月天第二张的创作专辑，忠实的粉丝应该都很了解 Viva Love 爱情万岁。
Now that's the end of all of the article, okay? So let's wrap everything up.
以上就是今天的课程咯。
Well, now I feel like I've learned everything I need to know about Mayday. Okay, now I have a question, okay? And I've asked this question a lot since I came to Taiwan, okay? No one's really given me the best answer. So Carrie, if I could only afford...just to buy one album by Mayday, I can only buy one album, one CD, which one should I buy?
Well, let me think. Maybe it is the... It's a very hard question, because different album of theirs represents different stories and different stages of theirs creation. But if it's the first time you ever wanted to try their music, I will suggest you to buy the first album of theirs.
Okay, and what's the first album called?
I forgot the name, but,
okay.
But it's very easy. You could just ask the clerk
right,
and they will get you.
All right, so the very first one, okay.
Yeah, the very first one.
And which one of their songs or albums is your favorite?
It is the song of their very first album, and it's called 拥抱. In English, it means embrace.
Okay.
In the first album. Have you heard of that? Because that's the first time I started to love their music, but it's a very pure and nice music.
Okay, well, that's definitely interesting, and I will go and check that song out and check that album out, see if I like it. So, all right, that is all from us for today, but if there is another band or singer you would like us to write about and put in our magazine, please let us know by email or on our Facebook page.
Okay, and we look forward to hearing from you soon.
Okay, thanks for watching us. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's get together with old friends at the class reunion party.
Let's get together with old friends at the class reunion party.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jillian. 欢迎来到 A Plus 小聚会。Jillian 老师已经从学校毕业很久了。所以我最期待的活动就是可以在同学会上见到老同学们。想想距离上次的同学会已经有一段时间了，让我们来办一场同学会吧。没错，今天要介绍的句子就是 Let's get together with old friends at the class reunion party. Let's get together with old friends at the class reunion party. 让我们和老友们在同学会上聚一聚吧。这个句子的重点当然就是同学会这个字 class reunion party. Reunion 是个名词，本身有聚会、团聚的意思。Class reunion 照字面上来说，就是同班同学的聚会，所以 class reunion party 就是我们所说的同学会咯。同学会的目的是什么呢？就是要让大家聚一聚，所以聚在一起这个动词片语，我们就可以用 get together 来表示。Get together with old friends 就是和老友们聚一聚。Get together with families 就是和家人们团聚在一起。最后，请同学跟我们复习一次今天的句子。Let's get together with old friends at the class reunion party. 今天小聚会就到这里结束，我们下次见咯。Bye!
Let's get together with old friends.At the class reunion party.
Let's get together with old friends at the class reunion party.
Viva Mayday!
Mayday successfully sold over 1 million albums in the past, but they keep aiming high. They perform concerts across Asia, in America, and even on top of Taipei 101. These days, tickets to their shows often sell out in just a few hours. So, if you want to catch them in concert, be sure to plan ahead. The band members are rock superstars now, but they are humble and always try to improve their music. While other stars fade over time, Mayday continues to shine bright. Their hard work and passion is a true inspiration. Viva Mayday!
Album. Album. Sarah bought Taylor Swift's newest album at the store. Sarah bought Taylor Swift's newest album at the store. Ahead. Ahead. My teacher always tells us to plan ahead for the future. My teacher always tells us to plan ahead for the future. Humble. Humble. Roger is very successful, but also humble and kind to others. Roger is very successful, but also humble and kind to others. Shine. Shine. Shine, shone, shone. Stan is a genius and really shines in class. Stan is a genius and really shines in class.